eso.
Hola.
Hi.
Bienvenidas a Super Mamás.
Super Mamás.
This is Paulina.
And this is Bricia. We're moms and we're also sisters.
I have two beautiful little girls, Krista and Sabina.
And I have one little handsome boy. His name is Eduardo Santiago. And we welcome you into the Super Mama Sisterhood.
We're here to help one another, inspire one another, and support each other through the ups and downs of this crazy journey called motherhood.
I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Okay, listas?
Here we go. Hi, Super Mamas. This is Bricia. And this week in a podcast, we have founder of Lola Land, Hannah Lim, creator of the wonderful Lola Cup. She is going to tell us her journey on creating her company, how she funded the company, how she went on Shark Tank, how she's a mom boss, how she has three daughters, and her experience at Korean wife school. Yes, there is a such thing as wife school. And my sister and I vent a lot the first 10 minutes, so just, you know, have some patience. All right, ladies, enjoy the show. Pretty sure we don't have the rights to clear that song, Paulina.
You know what?
Hello.
Hello, everybody out there. Well, no, you know why I like that song? Because I'm singing that song to myself. You are the one thing in my way.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, you know, like, I feel
we
like...
We are the only thing in our way.
Yeah,
are you getting ready for Tony Robbins or
hell
what?
Yeah, we're getting ready for Tony Robbins.
We haven't even shared with people.
Oh, God.
We are going to date with Destiny.
We're going to have a... No, not a Super Mama thing. It's just like a personal thing. We're going to invest in ourselves and go see Tony Robbins.
I know.
To get that. Get myself out of the
we're
way
gonna join
of
the
myself.
Anyway, how was your weekend or your week or I don't know, how are you?
I think I kind of briefly mentioned this to you yesterday, but I was like, I need to talk about this in the podcast tomorrow because I was so pissed. Yesterday I was pissed with men in general because I noticed that, like, on Sunday mornings I take the kids to church by myself because my husband said there's more gas work. And
your husband's getting an orgasm? What did you say?
He goes to Smorgasburg with my brother.
Smorgasburg is a food festival in LA.
Yes.
Side note. Okay, go. Sorry.
So I have a double stroller. And, you know, as you saw yesterday with Krista, she just wants to be sitting there. Like, she's the fat. Yeah. But it's like it has its goods and its bads because I keep her contained in one place when there's a lot of people. That's the only reason why I do it, because I'm alone a lot of the time.
That makes sense.
But also, she doesn't, like, she's, like, just sitting there and doesn't want to do anything, right? So I have to push her, and I'm like, it's heavy. So yesterday when I went to church, I was kind of struggling with the stroller and everything, and I have to go through this McDonald's thing to go to the, and I have to open two big, heavy doors. And there were, in both doors, there were men just standing around, and they were just staring at me, like, struggling. And they didn't even, like, offer to help, open the door for me. I don't know, something, like, they just looked at me. They were just looking at me like,
her kids,
you know. And then the second time when I came back, you know, the same thing happened. There were men just there, just looking and staring. And then the first door, I was like, don't worry, I got this. Don't help me. Don't, you know, and they didn't. They really didn't. Like, they didn't get it. You know what I mean? And then I went through the second door and there was a lady out that saw me coming from far and she, like, rushed to the door to open. And I was like, she gets me, you know, she gets the struggle. And I was like, why is it that? And it's happened to me a couple of times when just men don't help. They just see you and they don't even, like, think
empathize.
That it's hard.
They don't empathize.
They don't. I'm just pissed just thinking about it. But, you know, it's like, what happened to the gentleman out there?
What happened to chivalry?
What happened?
Chivalry is dead.
Unless
you have a miniskirt and you're hot and high heels.
Yeah.
Then everyone opens the door for you. Like, miss, please. But if you're like a mom, like, struggling with her hair to the side.
Yeah. No, they don't care about you.
They're like, oh, she can handle it.
She can handle like a double stroller, two kids, a backpack, breakfast, everything. They just, that got me pissed. Anyway.
You know, I the past week I've been thinking a lot about the difference between men and women, and you know, I don't like to say like women are different than men. I mean, I just don't like to play like the woman card here and there. I'm always like, mm-hmm. I honestly think being a woman is a strength, not a weakness. I thoroughly believe
obviously
that.
They wouldn't be able to do that.
But have I spoken about my theory about how men are?
Nope. Not on the microphone. Not to me, to our girlfriends. Yes,
to everyone around me, but I don't think to the microphone. Right?
No. I don't think so.
I have a theory about men. And every woman I speak to
yes.
agrees with me, like, you're right. So I have a theory that all men are 13-year-olds.
Yeah, mentally.
Men stop growing at 13.
Emotionally
and mentally. Some get to be 16 and some stay at 9. The ones that stay at 9, like, oh God, I feel sorry for those girls. But 13 is really like the average of when men's. And if you guys ever hang out with a 13-year-old, or if you guys have a 13-year-old brother, cousin, son, hang out with them for a day. And you'll realize, oh, you're right. Men are 13. So when you realize that, it, like the world just makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know how sometimes men tell you something, like your partner will say something to you, and you're like, why would you say that to me?
Like, or they show you a video and you're like, okay, I don't and get it.
Like, why would you do this? Or like, you know how there's certain things that men like. Anyway, yep. My point was this. Point is that like, that's, I feel like 13-year-olds like don't really kind of process the fact that like women need help. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. I guess, right? Yeah.
I don't know. Like 13-year-olds. That's what I'm saying. Like if a girl that was just like very good looking, like walks through the door.
Hormones.
Like, oh, let me open the door for you there.
Yeah.
Next year,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because 13-year-old, that's when like 13-year-olds start looking at like, oh, boobs. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But anyway.
I need to wear more cleavage.
Maybe. But what I was saying is that men are just not as sensitive as we are. I guess mm-mm. they're not as like.
They're lighter about things.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about men, except the fact that they're 13 years old. You know, moms have so much guilt that they carry yeah. around, right? Yeah,
so much.
And I don't think men carry father guilt.
Nope. I don't think so.
I don't think so. And that's mm-mm. why I keep thinking about like a 13-year-old. Like maybe 13-year-olds are just, that doesn't process in their yeah, head. Like, yeah. oh, like let me feel guilty about this, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
About like not spending time with kids and not mm-hmm. doing all that stuff. Like, I just feel like women really bottle those emotions in, and like it like weighs heavy on them. Like lately, I have been the guilt has been weighing so high on me. Like the past week, like my guilt has been like to the hundred.
Me too.
Like to the hundred, where I'm just like really. And on Saturday, my husband made a comment which wasn't meant in a bad way, and I just took it like, oh my gosh, like I yeah. was just like crying, and I was like, oh my God. But I think it was like my guilt that was reflecting upon his comment. It wasn't his comment, it was more like my guilt.
Yeah.
And you know, he's like, and he told me, I'm not, that's not my intention. Like, I know that's not your intention, but like I feel guilty and I feel bad and I feel judged. Yeah. So whatever, and when you make those comments, it makes me feel that
yeah.
way. It's yeah. not it. It's not like they mean it that way,
right?
Because they don't think mm-hmm. that way. But like my guilt and my stuff makes me feel that way, and I don't know where that comes from. Like I don't know if it's because we're wired differently, or we just overthink things a lot, and like we just have this. Just I don't know. We're just wired differently.
My husband made a comment. Not a long while ago, like towards the same thing, and I said, you know, you don't have to make me feel bad because I already do. You know what I mean? I was like,
but was he making you?
I don't think he was meant to. It was just more like, okay, let's pay attention to this one thing about the kids. But I took it like very hard because I was like, I already feel bad. I already feel guilty. I already feel bad, and I those kind of comments just make it worse. Like. I really do feel like this all the time, you know? And he was like, you do? I was like, yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, he made the same thing. Like, he had, like, you do? Like, of course I do. Don't you? No.
Yeah, they don't.
Because they're 13. And I don't think, like, those sort of things process a certain way. Like, I think women reach a higher level of maturity in life.
Or overthinking it, maybe. I don't know.
Or complexity.
I don't know.
I have no idea. But I did have my parent-teacher conference this weekend.
Oh, you did? Uh-huh.
With my baby whisperer. She is so legit, whisperer. Man.
Hashtag baby whisperer.
I know, Erica. We need to bring her back on the show.
We do.
She is legit.
You know, I want to do the discipline. I know she said something about discipline.
She had the workshop this weekend.
Come on, the discipline.
Yeah. We did the discipline workshop this weekend, which was packed. I learned so much. I took away so much. My parent-teacher conference was so helpful. I didn't know what to expect. It's the first parent-teacher conference I ever go to.
Oh, that's nice.
But it was extremely helpful. I mean, extremely, extremely, extremely helpful. And she said something very important to me that I wanted to share with the listeners because, I don't know, I felt like we all need to, like, listen to this. So I told her how the last couple of weeks I've been a little absent at home because of work. And it's not normal, but, you know, and she was telling me that, you know, Eduardo has been a little bit too, like, a little, like, rebellious in a sense at school. So I told her, you know, I told her I felt bad about it. She stopped me right there. And she was like, Brisa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what kind of mom he wanted. And he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's really nice.
And I was like, oh, okay, thank you. But she was like, he knew what he was getting into when he chose you, like, you know, as a mom. And he knew you were going to be working a lot. And he knew you were going to do this. So you should be okay with that. That's what he wanted in a mother. And I was like,
oh, that's so nice. I know. Well, that's what I'm telling you. Like, you know, women understand. Women get it. Yeah. We get it. Get it, girls. If you feel guilty, we get it. We feel guilty.
Don't feel guilty. That son chose you.
That's
right. Or that daughter chose you.
But this is not the men bashing episode, okay?
No. We're just venting. No. And I think I really don't think that they say it in a bad way.
No.
I don't think their comments come from a bad place. So don't get mad at your husbands if they make things like that. Be like, you're 13. You just don't get it. You just, like, you can't argue with a 13-year-old.
You can't.
You can't.
And not about this thing. They don't understand.
Just show them your moves, there's, and you're fine.
Talking about that recently, there was this study that came out about birth control for men. Did you read that?
I didn't read it, but I saw it.
You saw it? And, like, a lot of men were, like, complaining about, like, oh, no, we can't take this because, you know, we have, like, you know, headaches and pains. And I was like,
oh, my God.
Like, all the things that we go through every month. Like, really? You guys are complaining about those kind of things? So, you know what I mean?
They're 13.
They don't get it. They're like, we're not going to do this. It's too much. Taking birth control is too much. And I was like, and how do you think we do it? You know, you think
they're
it's
13.
Like, eh,
we should send them to husband school.
We should start a husband school.
The husband. And we're talking about husband school because our guest today is Hannah Lim, founder of Lola Cup. And I'm trying to find a good segue into this because it has nothing to do with what the episode's about. Hannah is the founder of Lola Land, the brand that has the Lola Cups.
The Lola Cups.
Her story is incredible. Love
so
her.
Funny.
Mother of three girls.
Mm-hmm.
Just like mom.
Chemist.
Boss.
Chemistry teacher. And then now Beyonce has her cup.
I know. Beyonce carries around her cup. But what was I going to say? Oh, she went to wife school
before getting married. So we're going to get some really good tips from her.
We're going to get
about
how to be a good wife. Better wives according to Korean culture. It's really fun episode. I loved it. I loved this episode. I hope you guys enjoy it.
It was so much fun.
Okay, we're done venting. We're done talking. I want to get back. I want to get to
the show. Anna. Enjoy the show, guys.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. I know you're super busy. You have three daughters. I do.
I know.
That's not what keeps me busy. It's more my job that keeps me busy.
Three daughters will keep you busy, yeah. Girl.
I know. How old are they?
So I'll start from the bottom. My youngest is now 3.5. She always makes me include the half. 3.5. And then I have a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
They're old. I mean, they help you more now that they're older, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. It gets easier
it's
at some point.
Oh, my gosh. It's gotten so much easier.
Yeah, last night.
She wants three. She's still on the fence, she says.
Yeah, you know why? Because, well, last night I had this conversation with my husband. We were talking about, you know, we had a very busy day yesterday. I got home, like, really late. And then we were talking about that, and he was like, how are we even going to do this with one more kid? You know, and I was like, I think you're right. Like, you know, I just feel like, I don't know, will it ever get easy? Because I feel overwhelmed sometimes with two of them. And he's like, how do you plan to do this with three? And I'm like, I don't know, but it's possible, right?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, what's funny is
please
that
tell me.
Come everyone give us some hope. Everyone has their own theories. But for me, the transition from one to two was really difficult. And I think it's because I had them close together. They're only 17 months apart.
Oh, wow.
So that was really hard for me because I was pregnant basically when my first was 9 months old. So it was a huge challenge. But then adding the third was kind of, I don't know. She just kind of plugged right in.
Right? Okay. I'm going to do this.
That's what people say.
That's what I hear.
Again, thank you for being here. My gosh, I don't even know where to start with you because you have such a huge trajectory.
Repertoire.
You were a chemistry teacher and now you run Lola Cup, which was one of her picks of the weeks.
That was Bricia's favorite cup.
That's
the only one you used.
That's the only cup I used when he was smaller. Awesome. And I did mention on the show when it was my pick that I picked it out because on the shelf, it had Jay-Z's picture on it carrying a black Lola cup. And I was like, if Beyonce is using this Lola cup, I'm going to buy this Lola cup.
Beyonce,
yeah, I know.
Use your cup.
How does it feel to know her?
I wish.
How does it feel to know Beyonce uses your product?
Well... Okay, so that's really funny because when I first started the product, do you guys remember Sophie the Giraffe?
Yes.
I mean, it's still relevant. It's
like that teether,
the fancy $25 teether from France that everyone gifts. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make this sippy cup and I want to be the Sophie the Giraffe of sippy cups. Like,
that is
I'm
going to
be, like, that was kind of my goal, right? I want to be photographed in Us Weekly. I mean, not me, but the product. And, we've just been so lucky that it's played out exactly that way.
I got goosebumps right now, seriously, because we've talked a lot about like putting our visions out there and just like manifesting what we want. And you said, I want to be that. And then it happened. Yeah. It's very important to like really put your, like speak your dreams. Cause I feel like if you just keep them inside, it just, you gotta make them like manifest them, right?
Yeah. It's so true. Cause I think when I first started, I remember, I was in a Mommy and Me group in my local area near Pasadena. And
How long ago was this?
This was in 2007.
Mm.
So, you know, they were like my support group, more mentally than anything. And, you know, 2 years later, we all kept in touch. And I was like, I think I have this idea for a sippy cup. And, they're great friends. So they were kind of like, that's great. But how are you going to compete with Playtex and Gerber and, you know, all these big name brands? And I don't know, I felt like I would.
Yeah.
So how did you go from like being a chemistry teacher to now running Lola Cup?
Well, gosh, it all just really happened randomly. And it's kind of about, I know this is so cliche, but like how much you want it. So from chemistry, okay, when I was a chemistry teacher, I didn't have kids. I was young. I loved doing that, but once I had my daughter, I quit to stay at home.
Okay.
And I was kind of going crazy.
We were just having this conversation off mic.
Yeah, I think looking back, I probably had postpartum depression. I just didn't know it at the time. Like my husband would come home from a long day at work and be like, hey, I'm going to go play tennis for an hour. And I would literally cry because I'm like, I don't even play tennis, but I want to leave the house, you know? I want to just go to the grocery store by myself. Yeah. And it was a really dark, hard time for me, I'll admit. Yeah.
How long did that last?
Probably about a year. Like, I was super resentful towards everybody. It was,
not healthy. And then my daughter was born 3 weeks early. She hit like every milestone so late. It was like she didn't roll over till I think 8 months. Like it was, things were happening late and she could not for the life of her figure out the sippy cup. It was like, oh my gosh, can you please just tilt your head back and suck hard enough? And, you know, my doctor is this like militant lady who's like, get her off the bottle at 1 year old. And I just couldn't do it for some reason. And then I would take her to a restaurant. She would drink from a straw, fine. And I was like, this light bulb went off. Like, oh my, it's the spill-proof valves in these like baby cups. Right. Great for mom, but they're actually really hard for kids to use. So that was sort of the inspiration. And then how did I do it? It was just Google. I swear Google is your best friend. I love my that. First search was how to manufacture a plastic product.
Really?
I mean, it was that basic. I literally included how to, and it just all kind of started from there.
So you just like went from Google and said like, yeah. Did you raise money? Did you like say like, here are my savings? How did you?
Okay, so we.
How does one manufacture a plastic product?
Yeah, no, it was. So my husband was in business school at the time, and he was like, you know what? I think you're supposed to write, you got to write a business plan. And so.
I think you're supposed to write.
I mean, literally, it was just, you know, like we all just didn't know what to do. So I borrowed like three business, how to write business book, business plan books. And I used probably writing a business plan for dummies. And I wrote this 35-page business plan, like, while my kids were napping.
Okay. That was my other question. Yeah. Like, on your free time?
No, it was just, yeah, not free time.
You had two kids by then?
I had, yeah, a newborn. Probably, yeah, about newborn. And then my other one was 10 months old.
So while they were napping, you while were, they were like, napping. Reading and going on your computer, writing a 35-page report.
Yeah.
On your own, without any pressure from anyone, just out of the will of your heart.
Yeah, I don't know. I had this gut feeling that I could offer something. And I just, that's how it happened. Honestly, like, it's weird looking back. I was like, I don't even know how I mustered up the strength to write. Because when you look at a Word document now, you're like, oh, God, no. Like, I don't even want to look at this. But that's how it started. But that business plan honestly opened so many doors for me because I would go to these manufacturers. I remember there was like a 2-month period. I would ask my mother-in-law, can you please babysit for 2 hours a day on Tuesdays and Thursdays? And I would drive to these local factories.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, you're an inventor. That's sweet. And then and I was like, well, here's my business plan. And then that just immediately, these old men would be like, oh, you're serious.
And then you were like, here's the way it's going to look. And can you make me a prototype?
Yeah, or? I just said, how do you do this? So I didn't even have... At that point, I maybe had some very rough sketches, like that looked like they were done on, I don't know, like an art program on your iPhone, right? It was really basic. And I said, how do I go about doing this? And they sort of, a lot of people, you just learn from every person you meet, right? So one person was like, you need to hire an industrial engineer. And I was like, what's that? and that industrial engineer will make a CAD file for you. Didn't know what that was either. And
I don't even know what that is.
So you learn all these little tidbits from people. You write everything down and you're like, okay, this is how I do it. This
step
is
by step,
step one, step two. And that's just how it all happened.
And how did you get to Shark Tank?
So Shark Tank was the craziest thing. So I have a friend who, when I was a teacher, we went to graduate school together. I taught chemistry and she taught physics. She says, hey, there's this new reality show and I know you're starting a business, so why don't you check it out? So I watched a few episodes. I'm like, this is really cool and I really do need some money and some mentorship. So I went one day, my husband and I, this was now later, a little bit down the line, we had our first 3,000 cups that we were hand assembling in our living room at night.
What?
And so we're assembling and we're watching this show and my husband's like, hey, why don't we try out for it? And so we go on abc.com.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
This almost sounds like a lie, but the casting call was the next morning. So he's like, Hannah, it's tomorrow. Let's call my mom, get her here at 6 a.m. We'll figure something out.
Let's just go.
And let's just go. And we went to Studio City, stood in line for 7 hours.
Oh, wow.
Finally got seen and it just literally happened like that.
Wow.
And then when you were up there, who picked you up in Shark Tank?
So on the actual show, Mark Cuban bought 20% of our company and Robert Herjavec bought 20% of our company. So we now only on 60%, but it's been kind of life-changing.
Yeah. that's a good 40% to have on your other side. Yeah,
exactly.
And then after that, like, did you just open Us Weekly and was like, Beyonce has my cup?
Or? Well, that's the crazy thing. You know, all this celebrity press actually happened before Shark Tank, which was shocking. So we, the timing of Shark Tank is funny because you tape and this deal happens and then it doesn't air for another year.
Oh,
so it's, you know, it's we're TV. Like, yeah. So when I,
we're getting pointers.
Yeah. When I first launched the product, I had a few prototypes and we took it to a trade show. And that trade show was like instrumental because there was a lot of press there. And so we got picked up that year by People Magazine's Holiday Gift Guide. Mm. We didn't even have a cup to sell, which was crazy. And it's like, looking back, I'm like, oh my God, we lost out on so many sales because we just didn't have product yet. But it's like it got noticed. And so some of our first customers were these like random celebrities that...
Random.
I mean...
very random, like Beyonce. Yeah.
No, I mean, but it's it's like feels like such a gift, right?
Right.
Just to absolutely. How did they get this?
And you have no idea how they got it. They just did?
I mean, we got into some pretty awesome accounts. Like, we got picked up by Barney's New York.
And who made that deal? Was it you? Did you just, like, go and knock on Barney's and was like, I have this cup.
Can you
buy 3,000?
I know, assembling I wish. So, Barney's, it took a while. Fred Siegel, though, just locally, like, Fred Siegel, a lot of the kind of chic Bel Bambini, all the Hollywood boutiques here for baby, I literally went in there with like two cups and I'm like begging, can I please see your buyer? And the sales associates were like, no, sorry, she doesn't even work in this office. And I said, look, can I just leave two cups on your counter? And if someone is remotely interested, then have your buyer contact me. And that's how I got in the door with a
lot of that's great.
So I think
the hustle was real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The hustle's still real.
It is. And there's so much, like, you think that these companies are unapproachable, but it does so much to just walk in there and beg.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I'm speechless.
I know. I'm just learning so much. I was just like, okay, like taking notes. Okay. That's amazing. Thank you.
I think right now it's time to take a break. I love the story of the sippy cup because, again, I'm sure it's the favorite of a lot of moms listening. But when we come back, I want to talk about just your life and your history. You're Korean. Mm-hmm. You have three daughters. And just talk about traditions and how your routines and how do you do everything. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Hannah. And we're back. And besides having a master's in education at UCLA, she also has a master's in wife school from Korea.
It's true.
Hannah, tell me, what does it take to be a great wife?
Well, there's what I learned in school and the real deal, right? So my husband he always asks me, are you sure you attended class at the local wife school?
Is that a thing in Korea?
I don't even know. And I don't know where he even found this
your
class.
Dad.
So my dad.
Your husband wasn't the one who
sent you. Okay. No, thank God. So my dad, I get engaged and he's like, oh, that means you, my parents were actually living in Korea at the time. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, you know what then? That means you need to come spend a month with us in Korea. And, you know, I was a teacher at the time, so I had the summer off. So I was like, all right, I'll spend a month there. He goes, and I actually enrolled you for 2 weeks at, in Korean, it's called Yejiwon, but it's basically like how to be the perfect wife, Korean wife.
I'm bringing out my notebook right now.
Yeah. Second business on the horizon.
I mean, it was the most bizarre experience. And mind you, I attended Wellesley College, which my parents were immigrant parents, didn't speak a lick of English. And they, you know, were able to help me finance this education at this great women's college. Hillary Clinton graduated from there, and she might be president. I hope so. You know, it's like,
wow.
I go from that kind of college to this how to be a wife school. And the things I learned were just atrocious. It was like they said to address your, so they all made us do the do re mi fa sol, do re mi fa sol, and we had to address our husband in the sol tone. So
what? Like, what?
I mean, I can't make this stuff up. It was crazy, right? And when you smile, don't show too much teeth. They would take a piece of floss and be like, nope, close your lips a little more. I just need to get one little piece of floss through. Like, no smile bigger than that.
To your husband?
Yes. To your husband, social situations, whatever it is. It was so bizarre and sort of like backward.
What else?
I mean, there was the, you know, the cooking, like how to write a proper thank you card in like old school Korean.
Oh, damn.
Do you do that?
No. I write thank you cards, but, yeah. You know, not
in old school not Korean.
Vertically in Korean. Gosh, there's just so many nuggets that were amazing.
Is so funny because I feel like, you know, we in the Mexican culture, uh-huh. It's also like very, you know, macho mm-hmm. oriented.
But I don't know, they have wife school.
Well, they don't have wife school, but they have your mother-in-law that teaches you how to be a good wife to her son. You know, like whenever you're like you live in a town, you first go and like they tell you everything he likes so you can do it the same.
For real?
Oh, yeah. And even like, you know, it's like that. I mean, you know, first, some of them, the people live with the mother-in-laws first because they need to learn how to treat the husbands. Ask mom.
Yeah. No, I think that's really common in a lot of cultures, just not American culture. But, you know, like my mom lived with her mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For ages.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with my mother-in-law lived with her mother-in-law for like a long time to learn everything that she had to know, teach her for her son. That's true. That's a true thing.
Maybe
that's
we should open a Super Mama wife school.
The husbands would not like that at all. Oh,
but like, we like the opposite.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Your husband obviously makes fun of it, right?
Always, every time I like, I don't know, snap at him or like do something super out there, like, I'm going to go get this account and blah, blah, blah. He's like, did you actually attend class when your dad signed you up for that wife school?
And do you speak Korean to your children?
No. Unfortunately, I speak Korean fluently and can read and write it, but I think because my husband, he does as well, not as well as I do, mm-hmm. but we grew up here.
Right.
I don't know. I kind of wish I did.
Just send them off to wife school.
I know. They speak better Spanish than they do Korean. Which
Oh, really? That's crazy. Yeah. Hey.
I know a lot of people here in Koreatown that speak better Spanish than a lot of my friends who are Latinas.
I know. So. Well, that's what I get because I worked in a school where 100% of the kids were Latino. So, yo hablo español también.
Oh, wow, nice. Hannah, hey.
Now, you also serve on the board of the Wesley College, right?
Club, yeah. Club. In Pasadena.
In Pasadena. Mm-hmm. And you also volunteer as a member of KidSpace.
Yes.
So you have three daughters, you sit on two boards, and then you run your own business. So, like, what do you, like
what's your day like?
Yeah, what's your day? Do you have, do you have, like, a team of 10 people that follow you everywhere you go?
God, I wish. That would be my one wish. No, I don't have a nanny. I don't have.
You don't have a nanny?
No.
Do you have a chef?
No, I wish. Oh my God!
Do you have an assistant? A trainer?
No, I don't have an assistant. So
So then, how do you do all of this?
I don't know. I sometimes feel burned out. We do everything. Like, if my company's super small, it's just me and my husband. We have a sales manager and warehouse, and we run a pretty tight ship. How do I do it? I don't know. I'm super. I write everything down. Like, mm-hmm. if you look at my calendar, like, every 30 minutes is planned out. And it seems kind of crazy, but that's the only way I can get it done. Like, to the point where I know exactly what we're having for dinner tonight and tomorrow. Because otherwise, we won't eat.
That's a good tip, though.
Really? So what are you having for dinner tonight?
So I actually last night at 11 o'clock, I'm filling out my ballot and I roasted a chicken while I was doing that. And I was like, okay, we're just going to have like roasted chicken and make tacos. Like,
I'm just going to roast a chicken.
Okay, that's another thing that and I learned. And
saute some vegetables, you know, just real make quick. A pie really
well,
quick.
I really like to cook and I like homemade meals and I want to be able to do that for my girls and... So I try my best.
So what do you have? Like, so then you must have like a really strict, like rigid morning routine, or like
no, do you okay, plan so out I your do week? More stuff at night because okay, I'm a snoozer. I have to snooze like at least two times, three preferably. So I do. I set out everything at night. I try to.
So you're sending emails at like midnight.
Yeah, yeah. I'm more. I can get more done at night than I can in the morning because mornings are. I have three daughters, so yeah. I have to brush three people's hair, mm-hmm. and that alone takes.
I have 15 to brush.
Yeah, I well, do two people's hair. I mean, every
it's
morning.
A lot. It, yeah. I mean, you laugh, but it is no
and
joke.
And then they're like, "Why are you pulling my hair?" I'm like, "Fuck."
So now I'm hoping, I told my husband, I'm like, I'm going to do like a how to just put your hair in a ponytail boot camp in a few weeks with my girls because I just need some help in that.
Yeah.
Arena.
Yeah.
Because wow. he can't help
I
me.
Chopped it off. I didn't even brush it and that's it.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the little things like that that are super time consuming mm-hmm. and bring my stress level up. It's funny. It's not like, oh, I have... an interview today. That's not stressful. It's like, how am I going to get their hair done? Are they, you know, dressed in theme or whatever it is? If it's pajama day, because God forbid I forget it's pajama day oh, yeah. and they get to school and they're the only one. So.
Wow. Did you have a calendar at home, like a school calendar, like pajama day, like Halloween?
No, I don't have anything posted at home because my older daughter is like, neurotic worrywart, and if she looked ahead, that would drive me crazy. She'd be like, "Mom, in 2 weeks it's this and that. And I can take one day at a time, week at a time."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what happens with my daughter too. She's like, "Mom, is it Thanksgiving yet?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "No, we're barely like en muertos." I'm like, "No, slow down." Like, what's today? What do we do today? What the day of the week?
And then do you have to make lunch for the three of them? Do they be like at night time? Or?
I do make lunch for them. And that's a thing that I actually argue with my husband about because...
Oh, that's the only thing you guys argue about?
Lucky you.
You know, it's funny because he thinks I'm crazy. Like, I just like to serve them hot food. So I like to put whatever it is. It could just be like spaghetti, right? Leftover spaghetti, but I'll heat it up and put in a thermos and that's for their lunch. But he's just like, Hannah, they don't need hot food. Just... put a piece of toast, they're good, right? And so he knows, like, I stress about it. It's important to me. But yet he's trying to help me take a few things off my plate. And mm-hmm. that's nice. Yeah.
I feel like your next hire, you know, when, like, you get the huge account, yeah. it's a personal chef. I'm rooting for you. You should put that on your vision board.
No, it is. It is. Like, if I actually told my husband that above anything. Like, yeah. I don't need an assistant. I don't need a nanny.
I would need that, too.
I
think that's like a top priority, a right?
Yeah.
Me too. Maybe we can all do a share chef.
I know.
And we that find one. Yeah. Right?
And like,
yeah.
he would go, he. She would go.
All women band, hello.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm going to say. She would go like Monday to your house to cook for the week, Tuesday to my house, Wednesday to your mm-hmm. house.
Leave everything in like very neatly organized like Tupperware. Yeah. And then maybe by then you can like actually like launch a Tupperware line.
Yeah.
So we can have like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Oh my God. Yeah.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Next big thing.
I'm so excited.
Look out.
I'm so excited for a feature. Okay. Let's take one more break. And then when we come back, we will move on to our It's the Little Things segment brought to you by Munchkin. We'll be right back. Back with our brand new, I keep saying brand new, but it's like the fourth segment that we do with our newest segment. It's the Little Things, presented by our friends at Munchkin, because we all know that it's the little things that matter in life. So Hannah, what is one little thing that you do in your life that makes a huge difference?
Sadly, I haven't actually read this book, but I keep seeing the title everywhere, and all I do is say it over and over to myself because it's called present over perfect. And I am like super type A personality. Like I like to have things like, you know, I'm kind of a perfectionist in a lot of ways. And I'm really, as a mom now, a working mom, I'm really trying to be more present with my kids rather than perfect. Like, so I told you, I really value homemade meals, but sometimes I'm like, if that's going to pull me away from them for an hour, forget the meal. Like, I just call my husband and I'm like, hey, can you just bring something on the way home? Because I'd rather be outside watching them ride bikes.
Oh, that's
so nice. I'm really trying hard to kind of just stay present with them because it's so easy as a mom to get caught up in the little things, the details, like all the stuff that occupies your mind. And then you just sort of turn on the TV for the kids or tell them to, you know, play on their own. And then you miss out on a lot. And I don't want to miss out.
That's so true.
So present over perfect.
That is true. That is not what I did on Monday.
Amen.
I washed dishes all day long.
Yeah. And you could have just been with them. And I know. Yeah. Just like present over perfect.
You're right.
But there's a balance. You know, like you can't always be present. There's things that have to get done. And that's a good lesson for the kids too, to see that like, look, I got to do this. But I don't know. I think at my 8-year-old, my now 9-year-old, she's feeling like more emotional these days. And I'm like, man, if I just could be more present with her, I think it would make a world of difference.
Yeah. And then raising daughters is a huge, I mean, raising any child is a huge, you know, responsibility. But
yeah,
you know, especially when women go through like puberty and all this stuff, I know. Like it's just like a
never ending,
It never
postpartum, postpartum. What's the other one at the end?
Menopause.
Like
the end. Oh my gosh.
Well, that's the end. That's the last hormonal thing that we go through.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. The last hormonal thing, not the last thing.
And I hear it's
horrible. Like it's the worst.
Hot flashes.
Oh God, I don't even
Hot flashes, right? Well, let's not talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not go there. Let's work on that podcast when it's still time
little
to.
Things.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's take our last break, and when we come back, we will come back with our Super Mama pick or tip of the week. And Paulina has a great pick.
I do this time.
And for more information on all the beautiful Munchkin products, ladies, don't forget to visit munchkin.com. We're back. Hannah's still here.
She's still
giving us good wife tips. My husband will thoroughly appreciate.
I'm holding a lecture.
Do-re-mi-fa-so, right?
Merry Christmas, dads.
Do-re-mi-fa-so,
Ramiro. Oh my gosh. Oh, what's another? Oh, this is another gem I forgot to share with you. You're not supposed to turn your back on your husband. So it's like, you don't just walk out of a room and like turn your back. You back up.
Shut
walk
up.
Walk backwards. I mean, it's
bananas. Do you curtsy at the end?
I mean,
or?
It's bananas. It, like, literally, you cannot make
this. Do women do that in Korea?
You know, I think, okay, back in the day when there was royalty, like, probably still the Queen of England gets treated that way, but, you know, it's not reality.
Oh, my gosh. That's so hilarious.
Wow.
It's hilarious. It was like a history lesson.
Yeah. But that wasn't that much of a time. Like, how did you feel when you were there? Just like,
it was comical. It's really comical.
You were like, ha, I'm not going to do this.
I mean, if I would.
What did
there
your
were
parents
no iPhones
say?
Then when it was like 12 years ago or something, but I wish I had video. I mean, can you imagine the kind of Insta story that would make?
What did you tell your dad? Like, dad, why did you send me there? Or were you like, thank you, dad?
You know, I just know him. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it just to make you happy because you're my dad. And
you're a good
daughter. I'm going to go. Yeah, but there's sense in even telling him.
I know what you mean.
That's great. I want to go to that.
I know what you mean.
Just for the Insta story.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Okay. Time for Super Mama pick or tip of the week. Let's start with our guest, Hannah. Do you have a pick or a tip to share with our beautiful Super Mama?
Okay. Can I share two?
Please. Share three. Share four.
One is... I don't know. I went through a phase where I was almost too tired to wear makeup, but now I'm like really loving wearing makeup. And I, so this Kat Von D tattoo eyeliner.
I wear that
legit,
too.
Legit, it's my favorite.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. So
best.
That's like best. product pick.
The one that has the little like brush.
Yeah, it's like a marker. So, yeah, it's perfect. So what you can do.
Perfect.
And the tip, I think, comes from my friend Nancy. She told me, and this was more Nancy. Business, but like it really applies to moms as well, I think, is when someone says, how can I help you? Have a tangible answer at all times. So many people like want to help and they're like, how can I help? And then, you know, as a mom and you're busy and you feel bad, you're just kind of like, oh, thank you. That's kind. But have a tangible thing. Like, actually, do you mind picking up my daughter from school tomorrow since you're already there? Mm-hmm. Like, have these things ready in your mind, because that's how you build community and you ask for help when you really need it. And right. I think that's been kind of transformative for me.
Wow. That makes total
that's
sense.
A like, wonderful
that's
tip.
A wonderful tip. Yes. Yeah. A lot of people
always need to get better at that.
Because I'm like, no, don't worry. Thank you.
Yeah, like you feel bad, right? Yeah. But people genuinely do want to help you. And vice versa. You want to help someone too. Yeah. And
That's great. That's a really
good
tip. Love
that. That's a great tip. Mm-hmm. I'm going to add to your tattoo liner. Have you ever used primer under your liner?
No.
Okay. I love the MAC 24-hour eye primer. If you put that primer on your eye before you put your tattoo liner, it will stay until tomorrow.
Oh, I love that.
Like, it will never smudge. In fact, like, when you take it off at night, like, it takes a little bit of, like,
time.
Effort to take it off.
Good to know.
FYI.
I don't have yesterday makeup on me.
She kept the makeup from last night, my sister, right now.
I mean, it looks good. Look like this every day.
Well, it looks amazing. It looks fresh.
I don't even know how you slept with the eyelashes.
I slept like a mummy.
Well, that's your tip of the week.
Like, I know. Do not sleep with your makeup, ladies. It's just like, you know, I couldn't not take advantage of that makeup. I wish I had a party today or something.
I'm like, are you wearing last night's makeup, Paulina?
Don't ever do that, ladies. Don't do that.
Funny. Okay, Paulina.
So my pick this week, actually, and it's funny because you came today, but I actually received my Lola mat. I got...
Because they not only have cups, they also have mats.
Yeah.
And they have food trays.
Yeah. Yeah. We have plates, bowls.
Yeah. We attended this event a couple weeks ago, and I saw that you had them there, and I needed to change my mat, and I ordered it, and I got it in the mail, and we finally put it. I got it like a week ago, but I finally got it out, and it is amazing. I love it. I want to sleep on it. I told you I want custom-made mats for my whole house.
Because so glad you like
it. I know. My husband was like, this is awesome. Like, I just want to walk on it. It's super soft. It's really, like, nice to the eye. You know, I've got compliments from people that come to my house. Like, that's a really nice mat. It looks really nice. They have different colors. And it's really big.
Yeah.
It's like a really good size. And the other day we built a CD on it with my daughters with, like, blocks and stuff. And they loved it. So my pick this week is a Lola mat.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's a really good mat. And not it's only because you're here. I actually did receive it this week.
I'm going to have a tip this week. And it kinda, I'm glad you mentioned makeup, because my tip's going to be makeup related. A few weeks ago, I was so strapped in time to go to an event. And I needed to like look good for the dinner. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the makeup counter in Nordstrom's. Because I need to pick up anyway a couple of things. And I'm just gonna have them do my makeup. So if you are ever sort of like from work to somewhere and you don't really have like the time to go back home and get ready, stop by your local Sephora, your local Nordstrom's.
Yeah, Macy's.
Macy's. I love the Nordstrom's beauty counters because they're just like super legit.
Yeah.
And of course, Sephora. And all you really have to do is buy a couple of things, like maybe buy a lipstick or something. We always need makeup anyway.
Yeah.
So, and get your makeup done before you go somewhere.
That's genius.
Right?
I think at Nordstrom you can get an appointment, right? Or no?
You can if you want to, but you know, sometimes you don't even have to spend money. You're just like, I want to maybe get this. Not.
Yeah.
But Betsy, your friend, we had an event the other day and I called her. I was like, hey, you know, whatever, we're talking. She was like, I actually did what you told me to do. I just left Sephora. They just did my makeup.
Yeah.
For free.
And you liked it? They did a good job?
Yeah, they did a great job. I usually like, I love NARS. I love NARS. I love everything NARS. I even love NARS even more now. They have an eyeshadow stick that's called Oaxaca.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, really? Yeah. I'm like, dang, Nars, you didn't call me to ask me for permission on this?
Oh, I didn't know you owned Oaxaca.
No, I'm kidding. Kinda. No, I'm kidding. I do not. But yeah. So, and they always have great, that. I mean, it's, I just love Nordstrom's because, you know, they have great makeup. But people who work at counters, they're like really great makeup artists. So
That's a really good tip. Right? Somebody that's else did that too, tip. Right, that day.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody else. Two of us that night. Yeah. I was like, girl, let's just go to a makeup counter. She's like, you're right.
That's a really good tip.
That's a great tip.
Right?
I just do that for fun on a Friday where I have to be at soccer practice.
You show up and like, hi, yeah. everyone. All the moms every day. Yeah. So the mom's like, oh my God, like Hannah has her makeup on.
I had a meeting this morning with like the principal of the school and like the moms. Mm-hmm. So imagine like they saw me walking in with my makeup. They're like,
and your fake that? Lashes.
My fake lashes are like, wow.
8 a.m. Okay. fake lashes.
Yeah, 8 a.m. They're like,
wow, you woke up really early today. Nope.
Thank you so much for being here, Hannah. You're welcome. Had such a great time.
Thank you.
I know you're extremely busy, so like gifting us your time, it's thoroughly appreciated. So where can the mommies find you, your company, your products? Where can we buy everything?
The best place is our website, lalaland.com. And people are always like, how do you spell that? So it's lalaland.com. But we're on, you know, Amazon, Nordstrom.com.
Barney's.
Wow, you're everywhere.
So we're trying, and I'm working hard.
You're at Beyonce's house
to get more.
You can ask Beyonce to borrow a cup if you wanted.
Sure. Yeah. Call up the Kardashian.
Do they have it too?
Yeah. So I saw it on the show recently.
What?
Which I mean, we've been so lucky with like TV press. People keep tagging us like our these bags, which I brought you, were on Big Bang Theory last week.
Oh,
apparently someone's pregnant on that show, and so that was fun.
You're like the celebrity cup.
So we've been super lucky with that, and
congratulations. It is. Thank you. It's just inspiring, and it's just such a beautiful story, and. You're just such a beautiful soul too, and just, you know, like,
oh, thanks.
She incredible. Went to wife school.
Oh yeah, of course. Oh.
What's not to love? No,
is that where you learn to be like likable and?
Oh
wife?
My gosh, hardly. Apparently, allegedly, I failed that according to my husband. So.
But thank you so much. And then your Instagram handle, just Lola Land.
Yeah, Lola Land USA.
Lola Land USA. Thank you so much. And also you can follow the Super Mamas.
Follow us, ladies. You know, Instagram @_SuperMamas. Twitter, same thing. Facebook, Super Mamas Podcast, and our website, supermamaspodcast.com. Subscribe to our newsletter through our website. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Like us, rate us, show us some love, and share this episode with a friend. It doesn't have to be a mom.
Yeah, we also have non-moms. We have a lot of non-mom listeners. Shout out to my non-moms listeners. Also, check out our events page. Soon we're going to launch, we're going to release the tickets for Vision Board Party on December 1st. So
you know what happens when you put your dreams out there.
Yeah. Look at Hannah. Perfect example.
Well, and also, I think there have been so many people that have just, you reach out to when you're starting a business or anything, right? And they're so gracious of their time. And actually, if you just ask, it's really surprising how many people will be willing to help. So if you're interested in starting a business or just have questions about it, reach out to me. Hello@lalaland.com.
That's nice. Thank you.
I'm always willing to help a fellow.
What a nice person you are.
I need to go to wife school.
No, but it's true, because it's like when you're a giver, it's just things just come back. You know?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for offering that. I'm going to email you.
I got your email now.
We will see you next week. Super mamas.
Super mamas.
In español, I know you can speak Spanish.
Is there a difference?
No. Super mamas.
Bye.
Bye.